Hello, I'm Bonnie Rabakoff, and we're back in the kitchen with executive chef and owner Selena Teo of Julian's. Again, thank you for inviting us into your kitchen. Let's hear about your personal journey to this profession, because apparently it started when you were very young.
Mm-hmm.
How old?
I was probably 5, 6, 7, 8 when I really, you know, watched Julia Child and The Frugal Gourmet and The Cajun Chef on PBS and really, really loved it. You know, a lot of other kids were outside playing and watching cartoons, but I was watching those shows instead. And I remember begging my father, I'm like, please, oh, please, I want a Holly Hobby oven. And he pointed, he's like, there's the real one right there. Just use that. So, I mean, from an early age, I was writing grocery lists. Yes.
Okay. So from the very early age, you were inspired by the fabulous chefs that have continued to inspire many of us over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But just you knew from a very early age. And it sounds like your father supported that and apparently recognized your love of it. Who else? You told me your father and grandfather?
Mm-hmm. Were both of them. My father and my mother's father,
yes,
Julian,
mm-hmm,
were really big inspirations to me and really taught me a lot about cooking and how cooking is really just about feel and instinct, not so much measurements. Because when you're younger, when I was little, I started off baking because, you know, there's specific measurements,
sure,
and it's easy as a child to figure that out and do the recipe and execute the recipe, whereas cooking savory food is not so much like that. So that's what I learned from my father, my grandfather, just whipping stuff up together.
So mom, not a cook so much, but no. Dad and grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And
all the men in the family.
The men in the family and Selena.
Yep.
So then where did your training go from there? From the time you were very small, your father encouraged you to use the real thing and mm-hmm, not consider cooking a toy or playtime. But
right. That was just, it was okay. Serious stuff in my house.
Serious stuff.
I gave him grocery lists and I would go out and with him and pick things up for specific recipes and just have fun doing it. And then I wanted to take more classes, and so he took me to, like, those adult continuing,
yes,
education classes.
Yes.
So, you know, I was 11 or 12 with 40-year-olds taking Italian cooking classes, and my dad would sit in the corner because he's the one that signed up for it, but then he would just bring me.
And so what, and the 40-somethings and now boomers were looking at this little girl, and...
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I just had a blast. And then all through high school, I always cooked, and my dad would come pick me. I went to a boarding high school, and he would pick me up, and we'd go to Chinatown, or we'd go out to eat, or he'd come up on the dorm and cook us lunch or mm-hmm, whatever, and just always loved it. And then after high school, you know, said I wanted to go to culinary school, and he's like, no, you can't just go to cooking school. You have to have your college degree.
Mm-hmm.
So the compromise was to get my bachelor's degree in hotel restaurant management from Drexel University. And then after that,
that has served you as a restaurant owner.
Well, it was really geared more towards hoteliers and
mm-hmm,
front of the house, front office kind of people,
mm-hmm,
which there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing
that just wasn't my cup of tea. And there are minimal culinary classes. So everything I really learned, I learned by buying books and just looking at pictures and trying to do them myself. In fact, to this day, I don't ever read recipes. I just look at the pictures and I'm inspired by what I see on the pages or on the plates. And then I try and create something from there, but it's more fun to me to try and do something that I mm-hmm, see that I think is cool
mm-hmm,
than to just like read the recipe. Well, that's like somebody else figured it out. I want to figure it out for my own.
obviously visual,
mm-hmm,
a visual learner.
Mm-hmm.
And so you try to go for what it looks like and you imagine it would taste like and come across. What was your first real job as a chef, cook?
I was the salad girl at Bennigan's at the King of Prussia Mall in Pennsylvania.
There you go. And from there?
From there, I then cooked all through college to help mm-hmm, pay for college. And then when I graduated, I worked at the Ritz-Carlton and worked my way up to the grill room chef from breakfast cook, which took me 2 years to do.
I'm sorry, you worked your way up to...
The grill room chef, one of their two dining room chefs.
Mm-hmm.
And I had started off flipping eggs. I walked in a full suit, heels, everything. And I had to walk on the line and prove that I could flip eggs.
Okay. So from flipping eggs, within 2 years, you moved up to mm-hmm, a position of head of a department, if you will, for cooking. Was there a defining moment there? What was your takeaway from the Ritz-Carlton in terms of making food and
High standards and not sacrificing, not letting anything slide.
So that set the standard for what was acceptable to be doing and serving.
Absolutely.
Okay, then. And from then the Ritz-Carlton, where'd
you go?
I went
to Walt Disney World, and I opened three of their specialty restaurants there. I opened Boodles at the Boardwalk, which is now a Cat Cora restaurant, I think, that changed. I opened Citrico's, which is a fine dining French restaurant at the Grand Floridian. I opened Paolo, the fine dining Italian restaurant, on the MS Magic.
So you have had experience opening up restaurants.
Yes. But with other people's money.
People's money, which is sort of a different ball game.
Totally.
And yes. And then from there to one of our, you know, really fine dining restaurants in Kansas City, the American. How long were you executive chef there?
I was there for 7 years.
And what that the experience there, obviously a standard was already in place, which you maintained and put your own signature on. What were some of the things that you felt you contributed to the dining experience at the American while you were there?
I really feel like I tried to bring fine dining, make it a little bit more approachable by just using words that people knew. If there was a classical French name to it, I wouldn't use the classical French name. I would tell you what it was.
Okay, so your staff, that's how you communicated with your staff. And
that's how I communicate with the guests. I mean, that's how it was written on the menu. It was what it was on the menu, and there was not too much. There weren't too many questions that had to be asked. So it was, I think, more approachable.
So let's talk about opening Julian. So from the American to opening Julian. And I really had no idea that you were part of the drywall and table building process at the restaurant. But I think that there's a very special connection, I imagine, that happens when you literally build the space. So tell me what your husband, who else worked with
on this? Actually, my sous chef, Ryan, Nick, a whole bunch of Miles, Bill, a whole bunch of my culinary team and service staff all gave me their time for nothing to help contribute to building out the entire restaurant. And I feel like we're a lot more tight as a team and there's a lot more ownership involved. Not only from me, because we built it with our own hands, but from them as well. You know, they take pride, and I believe they do, and it shows that they take pride in what they've done and what they're doing now.
So you did drywall. You built tables.
We built the tables.
Your husband did what? He did
some of the fixtures. He helped me with. My husband showed me how to make the table, and then he didn't have time to do it because he had to work. And then we busted out all the tables. I tell you, very empowering knowing you can bust out 16 tables in 3 days.
I'm impressed.
I'm impressed. Well, I'm still impressed.
Good, because that, you know, continues that creative energy for you. And it's a lovely space, and kudos to all of you
for
your effort and your creativity. When we get back to In the Kitchen, we're going to be in the kitchen creating that crispy pork with summer succotash and bacon vinaigrette. Join us on the web. We'll see you soon and be back in the kitchen.